investigate every bill that the state pays to make sure that there was an underlying service that was provided in that amount. This kind of fraud can go undetected for many, many years. That is why we need to have this level of a financial incentive to encourage persons that are inside the organization that may be perpetrating the fraud to come forward with this. The bill itself, which I think you already have before you, would delete everything amendment.
So, Senator Latz, given that context, would you like us to, because you want to work off the delete everything amendment, that's the bill, body of the bill. So let's put the amendment on, and then we can, you can speak to the bill from the bill as amended. Members, you should have the A10 delete everything amendment in your packets already. Do you all have that? Senator Higgins moved the A10 amendment to put the bill in the shape the author would like it to be in. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion prevails.
Passes 2-0.
Now on Senate File 82 as amended.
Madam Chair, could I have a copy of that as well?
Seven pages long. Seven pages. It's a long one.
He wants to read his own bill. His own bill.
And I apologize if there's some confusion. I think that we were, there are four pages to the delete everything amendment. Or actually, seven pages. But two-sided and four sheets of paper. And so it might create some confusion as people are trying to grab them.
Madam Chair, I have with me a gentleman who was a whistleblower in a False Claims Act out of Minnesota under the Federal False Claims Act. Would you like me to have him tell you of his experience before I walk through the bill or after?
I think that just so that the members understand and can fully appreciate, you know, his testimony, I would like you to walk us through the bill. I know that there are a number of people here who are concerned about it, and so let's walk through the bill to make sure the members have an opportunity to ask you some questions and that everyone understands the bill, and then we'll have your witness testify. Is this Mr. Thompson?
It is Mr. Okay. Thompson.
And so he will be your only witness.
Yes.